Welcome, everybody, and happy Thursday afternoon to each and every one of you. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We have a ton of news that has happened in the last 24 hours. We're going to get to all of it. But our special focus on this program today, in conjunction with J.D. Vance's appearance to, try to sell regular working people who have bosses and receive paychecks, that the big brutal bill actually won't brutalize them. In conjunction with J.D. Vance's PR stop in La Crosse today, peddling more of the Trump administration's lies about how the big brutal bill will actually end up impacting working families across the state of Wisconsin and beyond. In conjunction with that appearance today, we've got three extraordinarily special guests joining us throughout the program this afternoon. We're first going to be joined in just a little bit, around 4:20, by Heidi Scherholz. She is the director of the Economic Policy Institute, and we're going to be talking about what the brutal bill is doing to places like Wisconsin, whose economy is driven by manufacturing and agriculture. At 5 o'clock, we'll be joined by Alex Jaquez, Chief of Policy and Advocacy at Groundwork Collaborative, and he is also a former White House National Economic Council official. In between those two fine guests, we will also be joined by one of our special guests from the Center for American Progress Action Fund, talking about workers' rights in advance of Labor Day. Don't be fooled by the vice president's, overly generalized statements that, of course, all of this will be just peachy. It won't, and we will discuss this afternoon. But let's stick with some of the breaking news first. Democratic candidate for governor, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, today called for the resignation of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as United States Secretary of Health and Human Services, citing his long record of promoting conspiracy theories and undermining science. She had this to say, quote, "As a nurse and former epidemic intelligence service officer at the CDC, I've worked in emergency rooms, on the front lines of epidemics, and in leadership roles making life or death decisions. I know real public health leadership, and I know it must be grounded in science, not conspiracy and ideology. He must resign or be fired before more trust is destroyed and more lives are lost. Families in Wisconsin deserve better than to be caught in the crossfire of the conspiracies and chaos coming out of Washington." This coming in these crazy days where it seems like the Centers for Disease Control are simply it is imploding before our eyes. It has been an incredibly confusing period of 24 hours. We broke some news late yesterday afternoon that the director of the CDC, the then director of the CDC, a woman by the name of Dr. Montez was, and excuse me, I want to get her name exactly correct. I'm going to go back and get that for you in just a second, had either been fired or resigned. Her lawyers then retracted that, said she hadn't been fired. They asserted that she needed to be fired by the president himself. A very, very confusing period of time. It's CDC, former CDC Director Susan Monterez. This then led to a cascading of resignations at the CDC, four top officials resigning. This is on top of resignations that happened earlier this year in light of some of the, in their words, policies that RFK Jr. has put forward that are simply not based in any science, that are based in unreliable analyses. Some of the doctors accusing RFK Jr. of not providing the science that he was claiming support. His new policy that will restrict the COVID vaccine access for this upcoming COVID and flu season, right as everybody's going back to school. We're going to cover that in great detail later on this program. In addition, overnight, Russia pummeling Kyiv with many bombs. This, of course, I'm going to call it just days after the quote-unquote peace summit. How's that working for you, Donald Trump? Looks like Vladimir Putin is doing just what you want him to, huh? Not so much. And I also wanted to revisit the Minneapolis tragedy of yesterday, because I was moved by a post by Fred Gutenberg, who's been a guest on this program. Fred Gutenberg on X pointed out what is some of the most disgusting hypocrisy and frankly just stupidity of some from the MAGA movement when it comes to this kind of killing of our children, which is preventable. If you don't recall Fred, and when he's been on this program, Fred was the father of a daughter, is the father of a daughter that perished in the Parkland school shooting in Florida years ago. And he has become a reasonable gun regulation advocate trying to promote safety in our schools. Fred reposted a X post from Representative Andy Auglis, who for his holiday greetings to his constituents this past December, posted a photograph of him, his wife, and his three children, all of them except the youngest child, holding rifles with what looked like quite large magazines. And Mr. Gutenberg pointed out that Representative Auglis, despite, you know, his full hug of gun rights, quote unquote, had this to say yesterday in response to the shooting. This is Representative Auglis. "Please join me in praying for the victims of this horrific evil that took place at Annunciation Catholic Church." Wow. Fred asks us this. "Please join me in a commitment to fire those like Representative Auglis who offer prayers while pushing a culture of gun violence that results in school shootings." I also wanted to point this out. Donald Trump appointed a guy named Thomas Fugate III in charge of the Department of Homeland Security's main hub for terrorism prevention, which includes control of an $18 million grant designed to help communities prevent violent extremism. It's called the Center for Prevention Programs and Partnerships, or CP3. The CP3 program is supposed to be responsible for, quote, "nationwide efforts to prevent hate-fueled attacks, school shootings, and other forms of targeted violence," end quote. That according to ProPublica. Well, Mr. Fugate is a 22-year-old former intern who, upon getting this appointment, fired 75% of his staff. He has no experience in national security. And now the CP3 is down to some 20 employees. Wow. And Mr. Fugate III pivoted the CP3 program away from combating domestic violence and extremism towards drug cartels and border security. Well, that's working out well, isn't it? And more of the nonsense from the GOP came today in response to the Minneapolis shooting from none other than Vice President J.D. Vance himself in La Crosse. Let's take a listen to what the Vice President said to the crowd in La Crosse on the Minneapolis shooting. Cut eight. Hey, or cut I think is really, nine. Go ahead. Sorry. Hey,
that I think is really worth taking a look at, because this happens too much in our country. And if you look, we really do have, I think, a mental health crisis in the United States of America. We take way more psychiatric medication than any other nation on earth. And I think it's time for us to start asking some very hard questions about the root causes of this violence. And I'm going to be part of that. And the First Lady and the President are going to be part of that. But that's going to be an American conversation that we're going to have together.
An American conversation about a problem would begin with an honest assessment of what is leading to this kind of violence, and an honest assessment of what leads to this kind of violence that makes our children unsafe in the churches in which they worship and the schools in which they learn are obviously the guns, and a culture that celebrates gun violence, which has been one of the core pillars of not just the MAGA movement, but the Republican establishment for decades. And you don't have to take my word for it. One of the most conservative chief justices of the Supreme Court knew that this was all a scam, that this pounding the table about the Second Amendment has nothing to do with people's freedoms or rights, but is in and of itself a fraud. Here is former Chief Justice Warren Burger talking about the Second Amendment decades ago. Take a listen.
Last week,
if I were writing the Bill of Rights now, there wouldn't be any such thing as the Second Amendment.
Which says?
That a well-regulated militia being necessary for the defense of the state, the people's rights to bear arms. This has been the subject of one of the greatest pieces of fraud, I repeat the word fraud, on the American public by special interest groups that I have ever seen in my lifetime. Now just look at those words. There are only three lines to that amendment. A well-regulated militia. If the militia, which was going to be the state army, was going to be well-regulated, why shouldn't 16 and 17 and 18 or any other age persons be regulated in the use of arms the way an automobile is regulated?
Again, that's Chief Justice Warren Burger calling it a fraud being perpetrated on the American people. We can have our Second Amendment rights and we can safely bear arms in a manner that doesn't place our children at risk. Again, that from Chief Justice Burger. This reporting today from the New York Times on the remediation of PFAS, a forever chemical that has been scientifically proven to cause cancer. Early this year, Stephen Cook was a lawyer that was representing chemical companies, you know, the ones selling the forever chemicals. And he was suing the federal government to block a new rule that would force chemical companies to clean up pollution from the forever chemicals that they manufactured and sold, despite safety concerns, which they knew decades ago. Now, Mr. Cook is in a senior role at the EPA, where he has proposed scrapping that same rule. His former clients were challenging in court. Folks, this is the epitome of the swamp, where a guy who is lobbying and suing to help his deep-pocketed billionaire chemical companies make all of us sicker is now the guy in charge of the rules that would regulate those same companies that he worked for. This should never be allowed in government. This is why people don't trust government. It is an abomination, and it will make all of us sicker and less healthy. There's so many more headlines to get to. We will do that in the course of the show. But coming up next, I'm really excited to bring on Heidi Shareholtz, the president of the Economic Policy Institute. We're going to talk about an independent Fed and the lies being peddled by Vice President Vance in La Crosse today. Keep it locked. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.